Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. Hello, everyone. All right, this time I want to talk about friends with benefits. And what's really on my mind is, you know, is that actually possible? Does that mythical creature, that mythical dynamic, that actual dynamic, does it exist? I think it does, but it's really hard. It's hard to find the right people for that. You know, what kind of got me on the subject is I was on the hookup site that I use. They have a blog section, and I was just, for the first time ever, opened that up. And I'm like, well, let me see what people are writing about. Well, first of all, it was a lot of it, you know, a lot of it's kind of a bunch of garbage, but there are some good. Then I kind of stumbled across some people who had some good things to say, and some of it's a little ranty, and, you know, as I've gotten a little ranty. I think on the one I did before this one. But at any rate, I did stumble across this one post where this woman was talking about, you know, like friends with benefits and what's the real definition and what's the difference between that and the fuck buddy. And it just kind of got me thinking about it. I mean, I know that, you know, I mentioned it at some point, about that, you know, it's kind of hard to find. I have spoken to, you know, various friends about it, and, you know, one person in particular who sort of does what I do, but he's a guy, you know, his whole point of view is, and he's older than me, as long as he's been doing this, you know, that these relationships are short-term and transitory. And not that you don't really, like, have fun with those people or you like them in the moment, but they do, you know, because you're probably, you know, probably because it's not, there is no commitment there. It's easy to exit. And so, but he says that they just don't last. They end up, you know, going kaput. And I believe him because, you know, I know there's truth in that. But I was also, when I heard that, I gotta be honest, I was a little discouraged. So I'm like, you know, why is that? I mean, I guess people just don't stay on the same page long enough. But for me, let me start with what my definition of a friends with benefits type scenario is. That's somebody that you will actually go and do things with. Okay. It's not, you will go and you'll go, whatever, to a movie, you'll go spend the day together, you'll go to a concert, you'll go, you know, even go away for the weekend, whatever. You do other things other than just sex. You enjoy each other's company. You genuinely like each other as people. You also happen to have great sex, and you love sharing and exploring each other's bodies and, you know, doing all that fun stuff, but you don't have the obligation of a boyfriend-girlfriend dynamic. And so that's sort of how I define that. Now, the kind of a step down below that, which I'm really not looking for, I mean, I can do, it's fine. And some people kind of naturally will get into that category, is the fuck buddy category. And that's just somebody that you just, it's just like, it's just a hookup. It's, you know, hey, text, hey, you want to, you know, let's get together. And it's not usually planned. Maybe it is, but it's, you go over there, clothes are coming off, you're fucking, and you leave. That's it. There's not a lot of talking. It might just be, you know, hey, how are you? How's your day? Blah, blah, blah. A little bit of chit-chat, and that's it. You don't, I mean, you know generally about their life, but you don't really kind of know the who of who they are, and you know, you're not really so interested, and they're probably not so interested either. That I'm not super wild about. That's to me, that's more of a one-off. You can do the one-offs, but I personally like the friends with benefits. I like knowing somebody. I like having somebody that you can see regularly, you do fun stuff with, but you don't have the added obligation of, you know, having a boyfriend. Now, I will say, there's one thing I do want to point out, though. I am quasi on the fence on that. Because when I was around BE, as I wrote about, you know, it reminded me of how fun that can be with the right person. It really can, you know, just having that extra level of commitment, it can be really fun. And especially if you have somebody, you know, someone like him who's adventurous and who would want to, you know, experiment with you and, you know, wouldn't get jealous and bent out of shape and would, you know, you could experiment and he could experiment and that kind of a thing. That would, you know, I wouldn't mind trying that. You know, I don't know, again, you know, I don't know that that's even an option or on the horizon somewhere in my future with somebody, but I've often said when I started this and as I've gone along, you know, like, well, shit, where will I be at the end of this? You know, how is this changing me? What will I be left with? Like, you know, what are my new preferences going to be? And, you know, it's really going to probably help me weed out some things I like and don't like. This I can tell you probably for sure. Plain old vanilla, just plain old vanilla relationship with somebody would be tough at this point. Having somebody that was adventurous and that got me and that, you know, I could do this fun stuff with, you know, be adventurous, that would be fun. I could be okay with that under the right circumstances with the right person. But I think that, you know, it's more realistic that with the right person. So meaning, you know, everybody would have to be able to probably play on their own every once in a while. If it felt right, you know, I don't know. We'll see. I'm still kind of cooking that. I'm still formulating that in my head. I've got 90 days roughly, plus or minus, to figure this out. Or maybe I don't figure it out in 90 days and I just keep going with, you know, not knowing, whatever. But back to the friends with benefits. It is hard to find. It really is. I'm a little disappointed in that because I think when I started, I was, you know, maybe I was a little naive. I was just kind of like, you know, ignorance on fire. You know, like, yes, I can do this and, you know, I can have these guys. And it's so interesting how many of them don't like what I'm doing. The whole, you know, what I'm doing, being so open and upfront and out there to some guys is a turn off, believe it or not. It's a big turn off. And they would be, you know, they would probably make great friends with benefits. It's just that the fact that I'm blogging about it and documenting it and all that, something about it strikes them wrong. And I do understand because I've said as much as I'm not sure, you know, how I'd feel about it. I think it really depended on who the person was and what my feelings were towards them more so than just the actual fact of it, you know. You know, certain guys I could be like, yeah, that's great, sure, no problem. And then other guys would be like, no, I don't think so. But the again, you know, the friends with benefits thing is hard to come by. It's really hard to come by. And I'm wondering why. Why is that? Is it an unnatural state of being? It's like people just want, it's like they have to land one way or the other. Like, you know, either A, we're just, I'm a fuck buddy, we're fucking, and that's, you know, we keep it really neat and clean, or we're more in the relationship zone. I don't know. I'm not sure. I find the fuck buddy scenario to be a little too impersonal for me.
Hello, it's Layla. I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I just have one quick announcement and I'm so excited about it. I'm almost finished with my free sex bucket list tutorial. I just want you to know, if you want to be notified as soon as it launches, all you have to do is go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and click on sign up under exclusive access to unpublished content. You will be the first notified when it's available, and I'm so excited for you to give it a try. All right, now back to the show.
I can do it. It just, I don't know, it just never quite feels right. And that's why I like the Friends with Benefits thing. It's like you get the enjoyment. Maybe I just like to dabble. I like to dabble in the, you know, I like to dabble a little bit in the, on moving into the gray area of the relationship. So like, I like some things about a relationship. Like I like going out and doing stuff, but I don't want anything beyond that. I don't want to have to actually be your girlfriend and like, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And I'm not saying exactly that, but I am just saying that it's, you know, I think again, that for me, the Friends with Benefits scenario is thoroughly enjoyable. It's quite possibly, you know, a damn near perfect scenario. Because you're always excited to see them. I mean, you don't get sick of each other. You know, I mean, every time I have a date coming up with one of the guys I'm seeing, I'm excited. I get excited. I look forward to it. I enjoy it. And so I don't know, that fun, exciting feeling, it hangs around longer with Friends with Benefits. It seems that, you know, when you have a quote-unquote boyfriend, that part sort of fades out and you have something else. But, and then not that that's not great too. I mean, there's pros and cons with every scenario, obviously. You know, you got to watch yourself with the Friends with Benefits. You're really walking a fine line. So you know, because you genuinely, I like these guys, you know, so I have to keep myself in check, you know, and make sure that I don't go too far, you know, and start getting attached. And, you know, you always have to kind of be mindful of that and just monitor that. Like, hey, this is what it is. This, you know, it's meant to be fun and lighthearted and that's as far as it goes. But having that, I think what happens is, you know, it seems like people, again, it's a real transitory thing for the most part. I had, as I mentioned before, I did have a good, you know, Friends with Benefits guy for many years, many, many years. And man, I mean, that was, I guess it was, I maybe just, I was fooling myself after having that for so long. Maybe I didn't realize how unique that was. And I wasn't trying to reproduce it in mass numbers. So again, perhaps I was just unrealistic or really didn't know that I kind of had lightning in a bottle, you know, and just didn't know it. And then as I've been doing this, I'm realizing that, you know, like my friend said, you know, like these relationships will be like 2 or 3 months and then, you know, they fizzle or somebody or feelings change or whatever. And, you know, and people and then you go your separate ways. And I'm like, I remember when he was saying that, I was like, God, that's so sad. That's not going to be me. Well, you know, it kind of, in some ways, it kind of is. I mean, when I look at the total number, how about this? I look at the total number of guys that, you know, I've met and been with in the past 9 months. There's only, you know, a handful, roughly, that are still around. It's kind of like, you kind of look at that and go, was it me? What's the deal? But what I think it is honestly, I think that when people start doing the friends with benefits, it's so close to, it's just a hair off or a few clicks off of a real relationship. And I think that people maybe start to realize or think that, you know, that's maybe what they would rather have. And I get it. I mean, certainly it crosses my mind quite a bit, but you know, I know that right now that's not possible. I'm not entertaining that until the next 90 days is up. And then after that, I'm not saying that that's the route I'll go either. I'm just saying, you know, I can refocus and figure out what year two is going to be for the curious girl, you know, because there is going to be a year two, by the way. I did just decide that. I was thinking about it, thought, you know, I can do whatever I want, you know, and year two could be, I mean, it could be a lot of things. There's so many different ways and angles and, you know, different things to do. So first thing is just get this damn shit crossed off my bucket list. And I better step on it, by the way. I did cross a couple more things off. And when I do a bucket list update, I will update everybody on that. But damn it. Yeah. I mean, I think if I had year two with like two or three solid friends with benefits, like I knew I could count on them for the whole year, that would be, and I could have a whole lot of fun with that. And I could make that year. I know I could set some fun little goals for that year. It'd be great stuff to, you know, podcast and blog about. Although, you know, I don't know, actually, I take that back. I don't know if going into year two, I will be blogging anymore, because I still have things I need to write and I'm just shitty at it. I don't like it. I just don't like it. And I feel like that maybe comes across in when I write about stuff, it's only because I just, like, the experiences were so good. Maybe it would be easier for me to talk about. I need to start kind of practicing with that a bit, but anyway, so year two, you know, like if I had some good friends with benefits, like solid guys, like I knew these aren't flakes, they will be there and I can, you know, do all this fun kinky stuff with them. I could do like a round two of a list of things I want to accomplish. And I knew that, you know, I knew who was going to be on board with it, who I would do what with. That would be so much better, because this random, what I'm learning is like the treadmill, the random treadmill that I'm on, you know, where you're constantly kind of having to prospect, you know, and do the whole meet and greet and all that stuff. I mean, I got to tell you, there is times where I am just not into it. I'm not feeling it. I make myself do it anyway. And probably I'm sure that the guys that I'm with don't realize that I'm not into it in that moment. It's not about them. I'm just like burnt out. You know, I'm like, God, because when you make something a job. It, you know, on some levels, there's times where it does feel like a job. It's obligatory. And I'm just like, shit, you know, I mean, I know the process. I know I need to keep like cultivating this friends with benefits dynamics. But it seems like it probably has to be an ongoing process. And, you know, maybe I just need to accept that, you know, like that my friend was right. Like that every 2-3-4 months, there's going to be a turnover, and, you know, you have to be ready for that. And, you know, meeting new people, you know, meeting new guys. And it's funny because right now I'm just forcing it. I'm forcing myself. I'm on there. I'm like, boom, making it happen. And it seems like, you know, like when I really wish like the contact would be sparse, the people, you know, I'm like, it could just be sparse right now. And it could just be a few. And oh no, I don't know what happened. Maybe it's because it's summertime. It's all of a sudden kablammo. Everybody's reaching out, and it's hard to keep up with just under normal paces. But right now, I think it is the summertime. I don't know. People are they're feeling frisky. It's like, okay, I want to have some fun. The weather's nice, whatever. I'm not sure. But, if it's seasonal, but it seems like maybe it is because holy shit. I mean, all of a sudden everything's just going crazy and exploding. And I can't even I feel bad. I mean, it'll take me, sometimes a week. Like if I log in, boom, you know, just logging in and then the messages start coming in. Like I said, before, my problem is I try to send everybody a response. I just, you know, just even if it's a thank you, because I really do feel like, hey, if somebody took the time out of their day to send me something, I can at least say thank you. But then you say thank you, and then there's another response. And then, you know, it's like, now all I want to really do is get through, like, let me look through here and sift and sort and who am I interested in? And I do, I go and I read their profiles. Who was it said that? Oh, Cowboy Andy said the one read the profiles. Yep, I do. Yeah, we do. Because, yeah, I do. Of course I do. I mean, there's things that you glean from that. I mean, I don't want to be talking to somebody and then I realize, oh, this guy's married. Well, if I would have fucking looked at his profile, I would have realized that. So anyway, yes, I do. I do all that. But, you know, I'll be damned if it really is. I think my friend was right. And I'm bummed about that. And I need to have him on a podcast because we have so much to talk about. He has such really interesting insight into all of this and just kind of the human nature side of it. But definitely, it's hard to find. It really is. It's a bit elusive. Everybody. Yeah. I mean, and the more I think about it, of course, the more I realize why, because like I said, you're so close to that boyfriend girlfriend line, really. And you know, you have to, you really have to keep it in check. And, you know, the other person probably knows about everybody knows about what I'm doing. And generally speaking, you know, it's an open dialogue, you know, it's not like anybody brings it up or rubs it in the other person's faces, but you do talk about, you know, you do tend to talk about what you're doing, in general, you know, and so, you know, it comes up that, you know, what's going on in other dynamics and things like that, or you tell a funny little story about, you know, you may have some goofy person, you know, that, you know, it's like, you want to share it with them because you know, they can relate, like, you know, everybody's doing the same thing. So anyhow, it is a really unique person that can be on the other side of the fence, sit on the other side of the fence from you. And you know, manage all this and want to do the friends with benefits thing and maintain it and not at some point want to either A, change the dynamic with you or just find a, just a relationship that, you know, they realize that they want more and that they want to find that with someone. I think that, and I think that when you are in the friends with benefits scenario, the it's more likely that for over the long haul, those people are going to want to have the more of the girlfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend dynamic because they you kind of played around in that zone for so long, you know, and you're, it's almost like you're play acting. I mean, you know, that's what I mean, I don't want to say that, maybe that's the wrong way to put it, but you know, when I was with spending time with BE, I loved it. I loved every, I mean, I he's just a great guy. I mean, I loved every minute we were together and it really felt good to me to have somebody that I could be that, you know, like where we could, it was where it was like being, it was everything I love about being in a one-on-one relationship without the things I don't like about being in a one-on-one relationship. There you go. Right. And so that's it right there. And so when you get to have that, it's alluring, you know, and, you know, and it kind of, it can make you want, you know, think that, okay, you want more than that when really you have it pretty damn good. I think, you know, I think that to me is the, you know, the BE, the boyfriend experience, that's like, that is the perfect scenario right there where you get all the goodies without having the downside of, you know, the non-sexy stuff, I guess. And maybe it's been a while for me and maybe I would have a different point of view if I was in that dynamic with the right person. I don't know. You know, I don't really know. I'm certainly not afraid of relationships. But I do enjoy the boyfriend experience in, you know, for as a friends with in a friends with benefits dynamic. It's pretty fucking awesome.
Hello, Curious Girl Diaries podcast listeners. Hey, I need a big favor. I am getting ready to launch the Curious Girl Diaries private podcast. This will be a private membership-based podcast where I can get even more revealing with you guys. I'm looking for input on content creation. Basically, what do you guys want to hear? Here's your chance to come and co-create with me. There's two ways to do this. Either email me, curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com. Please put private pod in the subject line or go to the website, click on the pink tab on the right-hand side and leave me a voicemail. All co-creators will receive special access to the private podcast when it launches, which is very soon, so please don't wait. All right, now back to the show.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking awesome. So anyway, if I had like three of those, boom, oh my gosh, I'd be a happy girl. So, so happy. But again, it's just really hard to find and reproduce and then keep long term. So that's kind of the goal. That's the crux of it. That's what I'm trying to do is, you know, find those really unique guys that I totally am into and get that dynamic going and maintain it for the long haul, you know, for an extended time, a year, 2 years, whatever, you know. That to me would be ideal. If I could get that going for year two, I would be a happy camper. And maybe that's the direction I go. I don't know. I'm kicking around a couple ideas. I was talking the other day with somebody about it kind of like what, you know, what should year two be? At first I thought, I thought I was not going to do a year two. I'm like, okay, this is a lot of work. This, you know, blah, 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 all the stuff, right? It is a lot of work. I'm sure everybody's hip to that at this point. But I do want to keep going with it, but I'm going to have to alter it because this pace right here that I'm doing this first year, I don't want I can tell you I don't want to maintain. I don't mind having a profile and just, you know, having it up there and, you know, seeing where it goes and all that. But I don't want to have the stress of having to scratch off a big bucket list. And I'm getting all these today. It's like I said, I'm telling you, people are coming out of the woodwork. I'm getting all these messages on Keek from people I don't know. But they're finding me off the site that I'm on. I wasn't smart enough to change my, username or my handle, whatever that is, to something different on Keek. So, you know, there's a certain percentage of people that are smart enough. They just like, ding, ding, ding. They're like, oh, let's see if this works. And then boom, you know, they hit on it. But hey, things you learn. Yeah. I don't know if I can change it now, but at any rate, I lost my train of thought there. Oh, just the next year, you know, having something, it'll be fun. It will be fun for sure. Cause I'm not going to do it if it's not fun, but, I do want to keep it going. That's what I know. Before I was a little on the fence, like, am I going to, am I not? I think I said on here a couple times where I'm like, when this thing's over, it's done. Closing that chapter. I am closing this first chapter, but I'm going to start chapter two. There's going to be another chapter. So I'm not just closing the book on it. I'll just probably move it in a different direction, but it's great because I have all this time to think about it and I want it to be really fun, really fun. So now that I've had this first year, I kind of know what works, what doesn't, how realistic the friends with benefits thing is. I just don't want plain old fuck buddies. That I know. I'm not ruling it out, but right now, you know, if I consider like, okay, what if you had a boyfriend? How would that work? I don't know. That seems a little more hard to do because like I said, if it was a one-on-one, it would have to be somebody that was super adventurous. You know, where I could have a hall pass. I got hall passes. They got hall passes. You know, we were really allowed to do a lot of stuff. And, you know, when you get deep with somebody, I mean, maybe that's realistic. Maybe it isn't. I don't know. You know, then maybe that's year three. Maybe that might be year three. The year of the boyfriend. I don't know. Oh, shit. Anyhow, but the friends with benefits thing is hard to find. And going back to what I said at the very beginning of this, when I was reading through these blog posts or so-called blog posts, I didn't find a lot of blog posting, a lot of just weird stuff. But then every once in a while, you would find somebody where they wrote an actual article with complete thoughts. And this one woman, she got me thinking, you know, like about the friends with benefits and scenario and what that meant to her. And that she was really saying she's having a hard time finding it. I'm like, hey, I am with you, sister. Trust me. I've been doing this almost a year now, you know, 9 months, and it is hard. You know, you could see somebody 2, 3, 4 times and then you don't, and then they kind of go, you know, they go, off the, you know, may radio silent and then they pop back on and, you know, that happens a lot. And I get it. Everybody's got stuff going on in their lives. And I think that typically, these hookup sites are a, in the meantime, kind of a thing for most people. It's not, I think most people want to be coupled up. At the end of the day, really, what most people want is to be coupled up. And then there's a small percentage that's not in that lane. And at this point right now, I would say I'm in that. That's the lane I'm in. I'm just in the, I don't want to be coupled up, but I do want to hang out, spend time, and have great sex with guys that I like and enjoy and that we can do stuff together with, you know, without being overly taxing on each other, you know, as far as heaviness and time. Because believe me, y'all, I like my space. I mean, you have no idea how much I love my space. It's kind of weird. I do not mind being alone. Do not mind it one bit. I think it's great. Maybe too great. Anyway, well, so I'm curious. What I'd like to know is, like, what do you guys think? Like, what is your perspective on this friends with benefits thing? Is this realistic or not? Am I spitting in the wind here? Sometimes I feel like I am. And then other times I'm like, no, you know, I've hit the nail on the head with this guy. So I don't know. I mean, it's not easy to find. For me, it hasn't been easy to find. I would, you know, I'm out here, I'm doing this by myself, and I would love some feedback. I would love to know, you know, what your thought is on the friends with benefits. Is it realistic? Does it last? I mean, can you make it work over time? Because sure, I mean, you can do anything for 2 or 3 months, big deal, you know, whoop-de-doo. But can you, you know, make this last past that? And if, and why or why not? So let's go. I've got people all over the world listening. Come on now. I'd love some feedback on this. Because seriously, I'm a little unsure about it myself. You know, I'm just kind of bumping along, doing the best I can with it, but it is a little elusive. So anyway, there you go. Thank you for listening. And as usual, questions, comments, moans, groans, complaints, you can send them to Curious Girl at thecuriousgirldiaries.com.